Shir Samach Tes Mitzvos Beis Nisan Hetoshimim Beis April
26, 1982 on Friday. So there's a machlok case between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua in the case where he is staying, he is staying in Tanya Sengideya, Tanya Shemek. Because he doesn't know when she was Mizanet, whether she was Nemes. She was Nemes before the Gush, nor after the Gush, he doesn't know. She is the Nemes in Tanya's Bor. And she says that she was Nemes after the Gush. So the Mele doesn't affect that Suga Nistach was a girl. He says, possibly, you are Nemes before the Gush. So the Mele, it's a Mekartoyos, I don't have to give you the Suga. So Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer say, and we pass like that, that she's Nemes. In other words, she collects the whole Suga, Mosai. Rabbi Yeshua says, no. Rabbi Yeshua says no. She cannot collect because what's Rabbi Yeshua's lore? Because Amitz and Chavirei Olam Arayim. So the Melee, since she's the Mitzio, he has the money, and she's trying to collect from the Baal, the Ksuve. So the Melee, she has the burden of proof. I mean, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't even have to be explained. It's a plain application. It's a simple application of the general principle of Hamitz Mechadol Avarayim. Now we don't know, Besdin doesn't know when she was Nemes, whether before the Eres or after the Eres. So the Mele, she, in order to collect, has to prove, and that until she proves, she's not able to collect. This is what the Mishra says. And but Rabbi Gamliel says, no, in view of the fact that he doesn't know, he's staying in Tani Shem. And she is the Emes Itani's boy. So the Mele, she is the Mones. She prevails. Alright. Now let's see the Rashi. The men is consulted Aitoch, Mishin, the boy, Mishem of boy, or what does Rashi say, consulted Aitoch? Even according to Maskona of the Gemore. So, it's based upon boy, Mishem of boy, or but according to Maskona of the Gemore, Rabbi Gamliel says, boy, Mishem of boy, or only if the Tani's boy is coupled, is collaborated by the Chazoki. Of the Cheskas Tzura of the Ish, but by itself, uncoupled to the Chazoki. So then, love Borei Odi. So, Rashi says, Kasalke Daitok, Mishin, the Borei Shem Borei Odi, even when it's uncoupled with the Chazoki. But in the Chaname, according to Baskon of the Gemara, it's also based upon the fact that she is the Enesi Tainis Borei. But, it's not the Tainis Borei by itself that enables her to collect. Is the Tainis Bori coupled with the Cheskes Amin. Alright. Because all the Tainis Bori, Shem Bori Odi, Harim Rebu Bola, Shem Yisari Vitos, Itma, Mono Riviot, Chova Loei, Meridea, Rav Yudhe, Rav Hune, Amre Chaye, Rav Naz, Rav Yeich, Amre Poter, Rav Hune, Rav Yudhe, Amre Chaye, Bori Vishem, Bori Odi, Rav Naz, Rav Yeich, Amre Poter, So, if Ruben says to Shimon, Mono Riviotro, Mono Riviotro, in other words, I lent you $100. And Shimon says, I don't know, I don't remember. So, Rabbi Yudin, Rabbune say, he is high, and Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Yechon say, God. In other words, Rabbi Yudin, Rabbune say, Bor, Shem, Bor, Yod. And Rav Nachman Rabbi Yechon say, Poter, Bor Nishemo, Lav Bor Yodi, and that's the way he passed, Lav Bor Yodi. Rabu, Ned Rabbi Yehuda Amechai, Bor Nishemo Bor Yodi. Rav Nachman Rabbi Yechon say, Poter, Ein Kimonei Nidheches Kasmo, in other words, according to Rav Nachman and Rabbi Yechon, so on the basis of Bor Nishemo, one cannot be made to the Yadam or Moses. Alright. Chai Rishalim, Pota Rishalim. And we call Bokim at Dino Mishu Esesis. Shechid Kidvon. Shein Yidea. Shu Chai Rishalim. In other words, even though Rabbi Yechanan And Allah may say, for him, Abdullah, if he's got it to pay, but he has to take his shwesses. That he's a giver. Maybe he's lying. Maybe he knows that he owes. And so maybe he has to take his shwesses and to be nishba that he really doesn't know. But then he's fine. Omar Abaye, the Rabbi said, Hod Rabbune and Rabbi Yude Bishmueli. Rabbune and Rabbi Yude is being the glory of Hashem of Oyodi. Is in accordance with Shmuel. What does Shmuel say? Shmuel passes in this Mishnah light of the moon. So, the time, Hoy, so blue bears, Lamo, not Mishnah Bazet, Mishnah Yirikeru, Rabbi Yavode, the Rabbi Yavode, that is nothing to do with that. With our Mishnah, that's a Shire in Israel. We all know how you don't know Shmuel, Allah, Hek Ram Gamliya. We all know how Shmuel, Barab Yude, Shimene, Amret Lon Mishnah, Shmuel, Allah, Hek Ram Gamliya, Mishnah. So in other words, so not only is Allah Hek Ram Gamliya in the Mishnah of Ruzom Uberts, so Ram Gamliya says that she is Nemenes, to say that she was Misabe of Amikosha, and not like Rabbi Yeshua that we have to Cheshit, maybe she was Misabe of Amikosha. So, but even in the previous missions, the missions dealing with Ksuvim. So you also pass him, like Ram Gamliel. May I have a shame of God because he knows your name, he has a smore, or Ram Gamliel Bore Odi. So Shmuel says that the Aloche is, the Aloche is like Ram Gamliel. Now what does Ram Gamliel say? That the Isha is the menace, because she is a boy. And the Baal is a shepherd. So that means that Shmuel agrees with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbune, that Bori B'Shem is Borod. So you know, the Machshon assumes that the Machlekes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua is on this question, whether Bori B'Shem is Borod, or Bori B'Shem is love Borod. Is love Borod. Alright. Leib Rabbi de Rabbune de Amre Rav Nachman, ki Am Gamliya, de Rav Nachman de Rabbi Yechon de Oma Kamishua, Oma Lo Rav Nachman. Ano de Amre Atu ke Am Gamliya, and that's the way he passed on one hand like Am Gamliya, and he passed on the other hand like Rav Nachman. And the reason is, Ah, can we come Am Gamliya also, that would be Ke Midi. Ah, but Hoche, my Midi, Ke. In Amre Atu, can we come Am Gamliya also, and that would make me Chazoki. Ah, but Hoche, my Chazoki, Slay. So there is another verse in the Gemara. We see in Shmuel Kobes. That is a script also mentioned. Another verse in the Gemara. Our verse is that the Gemara mentions in the Teretz two missions. That Rabbi Gamliel can agree, can accord with Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Yechanan also. And the reason is why Rabbi Gamliel here says that the Isha, his famous Tanis Bori, is Nemenes, is because one Moshe. Because she has a Nige, the Nige is Misayeya her, and the other Russian, because the Chazoki is Misayeya. There is another Gilse that is not generous, Nige. Not generous, Nige, but Atom Kamarabdu Rosson, Elo Dik Chazoki, Elo Dan Vino Nige the Chazoki, Abel Hoka, my Chazoki is Leila. Period. And Nige is not mentioned. Now, according to Rashi's Gilse, our Gilse, so the Gemara is two issues. The first question involves a very big chiddush, because the question is, what kind of a nigger is it? Let's see the Rashi. Elohi ikem nige, abo de shein of the kenu, gabit yas ksube, eike ksube, achis kos achis de rabba, hochanan gamon yot, reiko nema na meiko, nechas is moyer, but Elohi ikem nige, kige, now we have, now let's go over that Mishnah too. Ki meres muka seitza, viu eim aloi kiyole gruza sisha, Rav Gamliel and Rav Lezarim in the Menes. And Yeshua in the Eila will be on the Chai. And the Reitzu because that was a sea such as the Barai and Barero. So the same Achleitz that takes place between Rav Gamliel and Rav Yeshua. If you doubt the case where she is the Enes, that she was Nemes, she was Nenso, Ephraim. And he's staying possibly she was named so before there. So Rabbi Gamliel says she's a menace, and Rabbi Yeshua says she's not a menace. So Melanie's Mahavir all right. The same kind of machlekes takes place between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua in regard to the case where the times were different, where he says to Sasisha, and she says to Kaseitsani. So Ram Gamliel, he says that she's the menace. Some Mele, she corrects Dixon. And Rabbi Yeshua says she's not the menace, so she doesn't like this. Now over there in the Adam Mishnah, it's the same Achleikus. When the bee shares the money. So there the Gemara says, Tananti the Mai, Om Rabbi Yechonom Amosai Mumona. In other words, she says, Mukaseitzan. So the Mele, Mukaseitzan, Mikeide Mai Yeras. So I'm entitled to 200 Jews, because this is what Camilla says, we learned that the Dukaseis is entitled to the regular Ksuba of the Ksuba of Masai Jews. So Rabbi Yechanan says, he marries Mukaseis Ali, so Camilla, I'm entitled to Masai Jews. Because Rabbi Yechanan holds, that kings of the Cheskas Tzulovins is Bulo, she is still entitled to extra the money. So, and Chabrezer says that the argument between her and him is the money of the Bulo. Rabbi Yechonon Messiah, money of the Bulo, money of the Bulo, of the Mikkei. So in other words, so there is a Mikkei in both cases. There are two cases where in which Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Shrachi, one is in the case where she says, Mishavastani Lanaski, and he says, Achele Araski, and the other case is where she says, Mukaseitzani, and she says, Tuzasisha. So in both cases, Rabbi Gamliel says Nemenes, and Rabbi Yeshua says Nemenes. So there is a mikveh in both cases. Today in the first Mishnah, Kim Shirastani Nenaski, Uchigei Nimeres Mukaseitzan. So that's the second Mishnah. Damrin on mikveh. Dibayu tayne tayne maayisi. Maach, Kigei Dam Shirastani Nenaski, Ale tayne Mukaseitzan, tayne maayisi. Kuri poslonav shalikule. Vikomron Nenaski Mishirastani. Because it's an object, it's explosion and so on, so we can't. Shema, we don't push the gong, or the gabi hi, there is mukaseitza, ni bai amre mukaseitza, ni tach decho. Ve yislo, moso, we come mukaseitza, ni keidu lochem, ve in li alomono. Mukaseitza, ni keidu lochem, ve in li alomono, e koni ke rabonu na framea. If you're koni ke rabonu na framea. So what is the mikke in the first mission? Where she says, Mishrastan and Nasti. And he says, Achelea Rastir. So we say, she's telling the truth. Because if she had been dishonest, and she had been disposed to lie, why does she have to say this lie? If we are going to suspect, maybe she's lying. After all, when she says, Mishrastan and Nasti, so that means, that she disqualifies herself from ever being able to marry a kid. Suppose her husband dies, and she is an almoni, and almoni is interest of kid, but as a result of her testimony that Michelle is standing and asking, so she will not be able to marry a kid, even if her husband will die. Because if she's an MS, while she's an MS, so she, maybe she becomes a Zayde, and she's a solo kid. She's a solo kid. So in other words, so it's a liar that she is disposed to tell the truth. She is not motivated by fraudulent dispositions. Because if she had been motivated by fraudulent dispositions, why should she say, present this timing, which is relatively not a good time? Because she thereby disqualifies herself from ever marrying a king. And she could have presented another time. She could have said, I am Mukaseitz. And Mukaseitz is Mutaraz the king. So that's a raya that she's telling the truth. Now, this kind of amigdala is an unusual type of amigdala, because all the amigdalas in Shas, all the amigdalas in Shas consist of a situation where a person presents a certain time, and the same person, and the question is that Baldomo telling the truth or not? So he said, there is a presumption, there is a riot, that this Baldomo is telling the truth. Because if this Baldomo had not been telling the truth, why should he present the time? This time he could have presented another time, and which would be never. So in other words, so usually in the case of Amiga, there is time number one, the actual time, and there is time number two, the potential time. And the potential time number two, is the time on which our beginning would have the money. But in this case, so Monefshah, if we say he's not Nemon, and this time he would be Nemon on the potential time either. Voraye, Rabbi Yeshua, what is the potential time? Mukasei Tzadik. So the same Rabbi Yeshua is chelik on the real regard to the time of Mishael Stanley Nasti is chelik and Rabbi Gamliel regard to the time of Mukasei. So it's not even a time. How can it be Mige? So the Chiddush in this Gemara is that even though it's not a real Mige, a real Mige consists of a case where the person is staying one time and there is a potential time on which he would certainly be enamored. He certainly would be enamored. Now let's say Gemara is the kasha. I mean, this is a well-known type of religion. Even though, I mean, there the Gemara says that it's not religion, but anyway, but let's say Gemara is the kasha. Rabbi is the kasha. Why is it in Mixas Chai Rishwe? He should be Nemon without Rishwe. Because he had the Rishwe to be a Kivarak. So if he had been a Kivarak, so then he would be Nemon. So Meyulay Gemara is the kasha. Why should he be Mechoy Rishwe? Why should he be Mechoy Rishwe? He should be Nemon without Rishwe. Because there is a potential time that he has. And which he would have Nemon. But here, it's not even a time. He wouldn't have the monies. So Rashi says, Inachnami, it's not a better time as far as credibility is concerned, it's not a better time. Because on the time of Mugasei Tzadik, she wouldn't have any more monies than on the time of Mishael Stanley Nasty. But it's a better time psychologically, it's a better time because she'll be able. But if she had presented that time, she would be able to marry a kid in the event of her husband dying. Now that she presented this time, so she is precluded from marrying a kid even and when her husband will die. So it's still a better time. So it's a Rashi says, we should stand asking the Rashi Kisani that we need it, he buy a time by Malise. Nah, that we should, could gain that we should stand and ask the time because it's a new time in Malise. We post on Abshe Mikune, we come on an ask we should stand, we come you to an Abshe, this is a solo channel, this is a solo channel, Shmami no push the camera, that means that's in the first Mishnah, and in the second Mishnah she also has a Mikune. But what time we get there in the second Mishnah, the actual time consists of Mukasei Tzadik. Tachtecho. I mean, I'm sorry. Mukasei Tzadik paid the bills. This isn't it. So the other time will be Mukasei paid the bills. Now, the other time will be that Mukasei Tzadik. Her time, her actual time is that I was in Mukasei before the douche. And the potential time is I became a Mukasei after the douche. So, we got here, there's a Kisani, he buy Amro, the Kisani, Tachtecho, the Israel Mosot, we go Amro, Mukasei Tzani. So, we go Amro, Mukasei Tzani, Kedu Bochei, Ve'eru Yalomono. Now this proposition, וגדלי ורס מגזיץ אני, איבאי אמרו מגזיץ אני תחתך, ואיסרי מוסו. So, וכאמרו מגזיץ אני כנרחים לאים ולמונו. That can only accord with רבונו, who say that a מגזיץ is entitled, a מגזיץ נקדם, is entitled only to רבונו. He cannot accord with רמיה. Now, the Gehren says that this Mishnah, the second Mishnah, accords with רמיה. So, in Rename, so, Rishini point out, that this first lotion of the Gemara, that the Gemara says that from Gamliel to the Gemara, from Nachman, Rabbi Yechad, and Tuch. But the only reason is why Rabbi Gamliel says here that Bori is Odi, because the Bori is collaborated, is coupled with the Chazok, or it's coupled with the Mige. So this first lotion that it's coupled with the Mige can only accord with Rav Reza, who says that the second Mishnah is in accordance with the Rabbono, but it cannot accord. The first lotion of the Gemara cannot accord with Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the second Mishnah is in accordance with Rameya, because according to Rameya, so in the second Mishnah there is no Mige. Because what is the Mige? The Mige, she could have said, Mukasei Tzami Tachtecho. So then she would be entitled to Mosai. Now that she says, Mukasei Tzami Kede, so she is not entitled to Mosai. She is only entitled to Mono. That is to Alim the Rabbono, Alim the Rabbono, but not Alim the Rabbeya. Whereas according to Rabbi Yochanan, so the second Mishnah according to Rabbeya, so we have to say, although the Shein point out, that the first lotion in the Gemara, that the reason is why Rabbi Gamliel says the Menes, is because the Bori is coupled with the Mige, can only accord with Rabbi Reza, cannot accord with Rabbi Yochanan. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, the reason is why Rabbi Gamliel says that the Menes is because the Bori is coupled with Chazoki, but not because the Bori is coupled with Mige, because in the second Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not coupled, it's not collaborated by me. Alright. Now, some Rishayim in the Shinkubetzos, in the Ritual, the whole. So first of all, we mentioned that there is not a Diosen anymore. And they are not even Diras, me. So, according to other Diosen, it is not Diras, Mige. So then we say, Mige doesn't apply here. Because Mige can only apply to a case where the potential time, he would be never. But if on the potential time, he wouldn't have any more than monies. Then the next time, then we don't apply the aloche of Mige. But even according, somebody should not point out, even according to the deals that we have, the Gemara mentions two chains, and one washi is that the reason is why Bori is only a contra Gamliel, is because it is collaborated by the Mige, but still, even according to this deals, we have to say that this Mige is not as effective as the usual type of Mige, where the potential time he has more credibility than on the actual time. But this Mige is only effective in conjunction with Tanis Bor, in other words. Since there is Tanis Bor by the issue, and in addition, it is coupled, it is collaborated by a second degree type of Mige. In other words, there are two types of Mige. There is the highest type of Mige, first degree Mige, where the potential time, and the potential time he has more credibility than the actual time, that's the real Mige. So then he's never on, even if it's not coupled with the time spot. And then there is a second degree type of Mige, where the potential time itself is not any more than the actual time, but since it will be more advantageous for him, the second time, the potential time will be more advantageous for him, because she will not be prevented from marrying the king. So that kind of Mige is not effective by itself, but it is effective in conjunction with a time spot. But by itself, the second type of Mige a number of machines per hour will not be effective. In order to be effective by itself, then it has to be that type of leader where the second, the potential timer, he has the monies. Not if on the second timer he has no more the money to spend on the actual. Alright. Misatu Ashaseras, Ipsuahad, Ristabu Messiah, Ibulahad, Hamidish Al Hestoso, Upsuane, Vahashu Dis Nasa, Acharevas. Alright. Machanam Mistab, Shamino, the way we mentioned, the Ravnachman who don't matter in the Mura, the Inkay Kashi Yukasa Yukasa, the Kain who has done Nachman the Mura. So he passed in the Machlekes of one of your Kamawa in the day. That Borim Shem Olad Bo Yodim. The time of Rav Adine, who be home, Rav Adine, Rav Shmuel, Allah, and Rav Gamliel, that Bo Yodim, Elah, Shmamino, Kim Shanino, Shmamino. My Chazok in Israel, Lahai Kedua Mikva Chazok, Chazok Cheske, Likri Yukazur, Bos Chazok in Momen, Vim Kedua Rav Nachman, Zim Gamliel, Rav Yishua, Kashiru Chazayok. So now we have to go over, before we start the cases. The other piece of the moment. He marries the same time, he went to the Lord, he was a Sisha. But the real rebels are in the man is, Rabbi Yeshua in, 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 Sorry, Cabron, that will be weaker, but when we eat your money, bomb money, be sure you're a blaze, I'll go much better. Then the Bachelor is between Rabbi Yamir and Rabbi Yeshua. In Rabbi Yeshua, so he doesn't say like Rabbi Yechanan that the argument is the Messiah one. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yechanan, so the whole Mishnah accords with Rabbi Yechanan, not with Rabbi Yechanan. So he considers that as a Deichet. To apply the Mishnah in accordance with Rameya. So then he wants to apply the Mishnah in accordance with Rabbah. Please, Rabbah, come to me and come to Rabbah. And Rabbah, so he applies the Mishnah in accordance with Rameya. Why couldn't he say like Rabbah and apply the Mishnah in accordance with Rabbah? After all, we pass by Rabbah. And Rabbah, I can't look at Rabbah. Because if Rabbah, if Rabbi Yechanan, if will apply the Mishnah in accordance with the Rabbanon, so then it will necessarily follow from the Mishnah that kids of the Chaskas Psuah, the Mutz of Ruah, Yesh of Psuah, so then it will follow from the Mishnah that kids of the Chaskas Psuah, the Mutz of Ruah, Yesh of Psuah, and Rabbi Yechanan holds that the kids of the Chaskas Psuah, the Mutz of Ruah, is Yesh of Psuah, so the male cannot apply the Mishnah like Rabbi Yechanan. And Rabbi Yechanan on the Kabbalah. For so far, he is of the Chassidus and says, Lulo, Yeshua of Shulamon, Hoche, Hoche, who come Amon, we come Amon. So we can't apply it. My Yikid in time, my Yikid in time, they are time ago. Now then the Mishnah says, Vishnah of the Zahari, the Tony Tau, Chod the Lav Putin in Chod Bachon, we Chod the Lav Putin in Rav Chiri Barom, Omar Rav Sheish, אל רבי יחנן טאו דלום אלי חוד לאפוקה מדרום באחום ומחוד לאפוקה כי מרד משרתן הרנס כי איתו לא מסבדי בויו מתח בכך של יסוי גם למש מבין לגבור להפיל את המדרום בחיר ברוד אם דבר יהיו כסף חדש שהוא אני צריכו אלי חוד של המון ויתנה היא אומרת מוגס היצני ויתנה היא אומרת מוגס היצני לאפוקה מדרום באחום דום אלי גם מוגס היצני היא כבוד ולהפיר ויתונה היא מרס, וזה יצא לי להפוך עם דרום בחומה, דומה יהיו גם מבצעצי יצאים, אבל היא כבודים להכיר לו יקרו. So that's why the Mishnah is in Rabbi HaKodesh had to mention the Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yeshua in this situation. El Rabbi Yehuda, the old Akins of Hethes Tua, it's a 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 Tua, so the reason is why Rabbi HaKodesh had to mention the between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua in two situations. Chodol yidach o keichet Rabbi Gamliel. Chodol yidach o keichet ורבי יהושע. כמיים זהו דאחו, כבד רבי יהושע, ואף רב ביטון ומביגי, ומהם, תשכי זה, ואחו, כבד רבי יהושע, ואף רבי יהושע, ומביגי, איזהם, אוהב. ביטונים המיגי, מיגי, ביי אמרו, כזיתן, תשכי זה, ואיתונים המיגי, ורבי יחנן, תמיד כמסליס נתרדמיה, גם אמרו, כזית, של מיגי בוקסבוסו, מוסאי, ברגע שמיגי, דימאו עם נרס מגזית, אני תחת החוק, מהו יו אמר, מהו יו אמר מיקו. נאו יתזיס, והוא אמר, לא יקי, אלא עד שלא הרסת, לא יומק לך מקפלס. So what does it mean, לא יקי? Usually the expression, לא יקי, not so. So it has the connotation that it's in Kani's book. Because if a person is not in the Kani's body, how can he dare say, oh, not so? I mean, if he knows, he can say, oh, it's not so. It's not so. But, so usually, if one person presents a certain time, and the other person says, Loiki, it's not so. So it means that he's saying Kani's body. And the Gemara says that, he's the guy. However, this Mishnah, even though the Tanya of the Mishnah put in the mouth of the husband, loiki, but it still doesn't mean that he's staying with Rios, because he really doesn't go. Ah, but I'm saying, I'm going to die loiki, the Maya is born, he's going to die with the Tanya loiki, I'm going to die with the Tanya. One of the other people in the day, Pirish in the day, you're a son of Mayor. Ah, but you're a son. Wenn ihr den in Trafiko, dann behält ihr bei diesem Basre, dann behält ihr bei diesem Basre, die Chai. So, this is says, when do we say, when does Rav Nachman and Rav Yechan say, that Bori Yishemo, is Rav Bori Odi, that's only the case of the Yidea and Yishayat. Well, Rubi says to Shimon, you borrowed from me $1,000. And Shimon says to him, I don't remember. So he says in the day in Chayab, Mashayim came in Furin, says to Shimon. Now you borrowed from me $1,000, and that's not contested. Yes, Ishtar, the Areli, it's not contested. But, and you didn't pay it up yet. And then Shimon says, of course I borrowed from you $1,000. But I don't remember whether I paid it up or whether I didn't. In the day in Praticho, so in such a case, we sit up like, because in the case of the day is Chayabti, so we pass through like Rav Nachman and Rav Yechanan, that Bori Yishem Olav Bori Yishem Olav Bori Yishem Olav Bori Yishem Olav. But in the case of in the day in Praticho, then we pass through that he is Chay. This is what he said. Now, why is there a difference between an idea in Ishayabti, or in Yedea in Praticho. So, I mean, that's the psa. But in Yedea in Ishayabti, it's a lot more of it. So it's what? In Yedea in Praticho, so more of it. In Israel, why is in Yedea in Praticho distinguished from Yedea in Ishayabti? So, in Simen Ayin Hei, in Chishmishpet, in Simen Chofei, so there is a machlekes between the Taz and the Shach. The Taz says that the reason as to why Yideya in Ishayat in Paraticho is distinguished from Yideya in Ishayati by Yideya in Paraticho. So Ishayat, because by Yideya in Paraticho there is no Cheskas Chiyot, there is a Cheskas Torah. By Yideya in Paraticho there is a Cheskas Chiyot. So that's why we say Borei Shema Borei Odi, because the Cheskas Chiyot is Nisayeya, the time of the book. The time of the Tavet. This is how the Taz explains. The Shach explains it differently. He says, in the case of Yidea and Praticho, so we apply the principle of Insofik Meitzim Yilvada. As a matter of fact, the Rit and the Gemara in Bolokamed after Shitches on the base that says in Yidea and Praticho is chayet, in Yidea and Yishayavti is potter, and he passed to it from Nachman and Yichanet, Yidea and Praticho is chayet. So the Rib says, why is in Yidea and Praticho chayet? Because in Sofik makes him the ladder. Because we know that it's chayet. The question is, was the chiyuv paid up was relieved of the healing by faith. So in some it makes it divine. Now there will be big lachinus whether it's based upon Chesed Chiyuv, so as the Tassels, or it's based upon the concept of in such a place in the Vadai, as the Shach says, and the Lashon of the Reed is in harmony with what the Shach says. We'll soon see. When we go over the Tassels, so we'll see. Alright. Rabbut Rabbidah Mechai, the Chayyid Amir, and the Lashon of the Rabbidah, 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 the Lashon of There is a loche of Mitechin Rabbade, Mishin Saloche, of Mitechin Yochlipa Misham Huyev Shmuyev Yochlishba is Mishale, that's in the case of Nasr Rabbad. So, someone was holding a bullion of silver, a woman was holding a bullion of silver. Then Shimon grabbed it from him. Hai Nasr Rabbad, that's what we didn't know this. Tahu Gabo, the Chodot Nasr Mechavu. Also, he came to Rabab, have Yosef Rabab become a Isaac had Sadden in Mechtev Chotzim in a... So Elidecho testified that Shimon grabbed a piece of silver from Reuven. Elidecho. Omalei. So Shimon said, Ein Chat Ve Nidichat. Suppose he would contradict Elidecho. So then Elidecho in Chai Yeshua. But he didn't contradict Elidecho. So he says, yes, I did grab from Reuven a piece of silver, but it's my own. He had it, he had my, he was holding my piece of silver. Omar Abame, Hechen and Ayune, Daim El Haidim, Rishalim, should we tell Shimon? And Edecho testified that you grabbed from Reuven, and since Reuven had a possession of it, so Chazochi Komashir Olim Shishalei, so the mayor you have to pay. Suppose two Edim would testify that Shimon grabbed the piece of silver from Reuven, and then Shimon would say, yes, I did, but it's my own. He wouldn't be able to say it's my own, because since the Edim saw that he grabbed it from Reuven, so that means the Edim in effect testified that Reuven had possession. So if Reuven had possession, so Chazot Mashiach Adam Shishalei. But here, the problem rises on account of the fact that two Edim didn't testify. Only the Edecho testified. Rishalim like a preisad, lichtere, like ikechatzade, lishtaba. So if he had contradicted the Edecho, then he would have to swear to contradict the Edecho. And he wouldn't have to pay. He wouldn't have to return a piece of silver to Reuven. But how can he swear to contradict the Edecho? He is later what the Edecho says. It's true, but he claims that it was his piece of silver. So what should we do? Homa mechtev at chatve. Vichit dom de chatve avne gidazwek. Oma rababe. Hava nuchu yushuye shin yochel nishba. Chua nuchu yushuye shin yochel nishba mishal. So this is based upon his zakosu. It's not something that rababe deduced from Svon. We can understand it with Svon. But rababe the rababe's din of the yoshi yochel nishba mishal is based upon the Zerosakos. Why? Because the Torah says, Shuez HaMishem Tiyo Bishneh, Vimuri Vloy Bishneh Ayosh, Kigei Yom Amon Olaabo Yad Avich, Vyom Acham Shi Yodan Ede Acham Shi Lo Yodan, Vavu Yekai Gav Nemitir Shi Yochel Yishba Mishal, Vimon Oli Biyotcho, Valo Yimer Yidei Achaye. So, Ein Kan Shuez, Dafiru Eimei, Ein Yidei Abichol Chaye. So he says, since Rabbuna says that Bore Mishema is Bore Yomri, some may we have to say that Rabbuna Rabbute cannot agree with Chabab's din, Yoshiyoch Liva Mishalei, because the time of Chabab is Yidarshu said from the post, Shua Mishem Tiyo Mishnei, Rue Mishnei Yosh, Gidom Amon Rabbe Yadavichu, Yom Acham Shiyodan, Yom Acham Shiloyodan, So only on the basis of Midirshin Yochel Nishba says Mishale, because there is a Chiyo Shriya. The implication being, if there had been a Chiyo Shriya, he wouldn't be Mishale. But if we say Bore Mishale Bore Oni, so then, without recourse to Midirshin Yochel Nishba Mishale, so on the basis of Bore Mishale Bore Oni, so it's a Raya, the Trababe doesn't agree with the Din of Bore Mishale Bore Oni. So mainly those who do say Bore Mishale Bore Oni, they necessarily must reject the whole principle of Midirshin Yochel Nishba Mishale. Not only when he's a nigger mitzvah and says in Yedea, even if he's a kibbutz hakel and says in Yedea Yisrael. So we don't have to resort in the case of a nigger mitzvah saying in Yedea to the aloche of Midirshin Yochel Nishba Mishale. So we necessarily have to say that Rabun and Rav Yudeh must reject the union of Midirshin Yochel Nishba Mishale. V'teime, 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 with Rabun and Rav Yudeh. That's for Mishal Borodi. If Abaye agrees with Rabun and Rav Yudeh for Mishal Borodi, so he must disagree with Rav Abba's Din of Midirshin Yochel Nishba Mishale. But he has a sapati. So Abaye agrees with Rav Abba's Din, Midirshin Yochel Nishba Mishale. And he shall imar, Afiyu mando machale, Iter Midrash, Shuesa Mishanti Vishneyem, Viroi bin Ayoshi. Vishneyem Liyade, Elo Sheideh Od Mei, Sheach Et Chayel Chadir Limone, Vibabuye Midirshin Yochel Nishba Mishale. Rabbi himself, he doesn't agree with Midirshin Yochel Nishba. I'm sorry, Rabbi himself does not agree with the Aloche of Bore Mishale Bore Oni. So mainly he can mention the example of Chamshi Yodani v'Chamshi Yodani. So by Abuye Kai Gavne Midirshin Yochel Nishba Mishale. But not on the because, not on the basis of Bore Mishale Bore Oni. Because Abaye happens to agree with Rav Nachman Rav Eichner. But Abaye agrees with Rav Abba's Din, but at the same time he agrees with Rav Yudeh and Rabune's Din, Bore Mishale Bore Oni, so the male he'll apply with the Rasakosu of Shmuel San Shem Ti Vishnev Sayoshi, not in regard to the case of Chamshi Yodani the Chamshi Yodani, but to the case of a Nechot Estepan. We were Mishnei Liyadu, she Nechot Meitchach, Chayim Chavir Mone, he babuim Tersh Yochum, he babishal. Hey, the Rav Yudeh Gufi Yisrael, the Rishat Toro, Afi Nizek in the Bori, Mazik in the Shemo, Hamiz Mechavir, in the Ovarai. Now, so, the Mishnei, in the Kasi, of Sheshno Kasaporo says, Sheikh Sheno Kasaporo, we need to go to Bitsido, and we don't know when the poro gave birth to the plant. We found that both, that we found that the poro is dead. The poro is dead as a result of the nibir. And we also, next to the poro, there is a plant, and the plant is also dead. Now we don't know, we only know that the Sheir gore the poor. The Sheir did not gore the blood separate. He only gore the poor. Now, but we do see that the blood is also dead. So there are two possibilities, two alternate possibilities. One possibility is that the goring took place before the poor gave birth to the blood. So the mayor, as a result of the goring, so the blood became dead. So then the Balasheir is required to pay Chotzinezek for the hepset entailed in the killing of the blood. There is another possibility that the going took place after the poor gave birth to the blood. And since it is established that the Shady of only God the Torah didn't go the blood, so why is the blood dead? So the blood is dead for a different reason, not because of the going done by the Shady. Anyway, it's a subject. So in other words, he's certainly the Baal HaShe'er is certainly who has to pay Chotzen Ezer for the killing of the poor. The question is it who has to pay Chotzen Ezer for the killing of the blood? We don't know the facts. So the Mishnah says, he has to pay, that the Baal HaShe'er pays Chotzen Ezer for the poor. That's, there is no doubt in that. And the Via Ezer for the death of the blood. So the Gemara says, so Rav Yehuda says, Zu divrei sumchas, de oma, mom namu tu bisop it chayot, abo chachom im emri, ze kol god u bidin, hame itz chavir olam raya, this mishne kod vi sumchas, but for the Rabbonon, so the Baal HaShe'er doesn't have to pay one penny for the death of the blood, because it's isopic, whether the blood became dead as a result of the going by the Shayah, or it is not attributed to the, it's not attributable to the going by the Shayah. So who wants to be made a Chotzin Ezek for the death of the blood? The Baal have blood. So he has the burden of proof. So the Russian of Rav Yehuda is it should say, why is that called the beginning? So that two Russian is in the Gemara. One Russian in the Gemara is, my false Zeb of the beginning, a few is a game of body, who must be a shemo, Hamid Havir of the Raya. That Rav Yehuda is telling us that according to the Rabbah, who are in the Sukhas is deemed of what Namibu is of the Kherki. And they say, Abba is the Chavir of the Raya. So even in the Nizek, the Balapo would say, boy, I was standing there and I saw. The Baal HaShe'er, he says, I was standing there, I don't know whether you are telling the truth or your life. So according to the Chachamim, that's why I have used the Russian. Zekor God of the Nizek, Hamitz Chavir Olai. Even in the case where the Nizek says Bo, and the Mazik says Shemo, so Hamitz Chavir Olai. Hamitz Chavir Olai. So, but the question is, Rav Yehuda says, Bo and Shemo, Bo and Odi. So why does he say, that while God will be that you need to give a body and not to give a shemo, Hamiz Chavir of Araya, why? But Bori Shemo Bori Odi. So if the music says, Bori, I saw with my own eyes that you share God, my power, before my power gave birth to the blood. So the middle of the miscarriage is attributable to the glory by you share. So the middle of it should be Naaman. After all, Rabbi says, Bori Shemo Bori. There you have another view that is some has the Lamon and Abu to be sorted here. Do you also go to Haskas Mommy? Oh, he can go in the Shemo and Ekla Hadi. The reason is why Rabbi Yehuda says here that go in the Shemo Bahadi because Rabbi Yehuda passed it like some. The other thing is that Rajbam and Yobasta passed it like some. That Mommy and Abu to be sorted is here too. In other words, if it's a sorted of Torah at the moment, of the way that he said it, he's sorted by Bezni, so there we are hearing and we are even made to be a Bavurze to make a chut. So we cannot say that the reason is why we know the things of this guy. The reason is why Rabbi says here, Borisham Borodi, because he passed us like Havre. So even without Borisham, so the Aloha would be that the Achirich, says, Roche, so he says, So we cannot say, nigdy precious money, because it passes like sickness. So we don't recognize the precious money according to some. So in other words, if it's body be body, or shemo be shemo, according to sumches, we still don't say amitzvah kaverai. But then we say hey, so mele, since in the case where it's body be body, or shemo be shemo, we say hey, and we ignore cheskas money. So in the case where it is a body be shemo, so it's neitel haki. The whole son of the Rav Yehuda Bar Shmuel, Zudibesum, our Hachamim Kavod Din, our Rabbon Koma, the way we speak of it, we cannot say that. Why? The whole son of Mashma, the son of the Rabbon, that we have a Shem of the Nakhra, because the more as the Kashi, my is the Kavod of the Din, let Rav Yehuda say, let Rav Yehuda say, our Hachamim in Rav Yehuda Bar Shmuel, why do they have to emphasize the Kavod of the Din? So what happens in the more is, the business by emphasizing the Kavod of the Din advises that the Din is his body and the Bazi Shemo, so still we apply that Din of the Kavod of the Din. And the other tendency is the business by Rabbi emphasizes the expression the Kavod of the Din advises that even in the case where the rope is the Sayaya, the Beitzi, as in the case of Abri Hashem Chavir and Mitzanakhan. So Abri Hashem Chavir and Mitzanakhan, and the Mekiah already paid them. And then he wants to get back the money. He wants to recover back the money because he was in the Kachos. He was in the Kachos because he says, I want to be a rabbi. And the rabbi, so a Nakhon is not good with rabbi. And then, so he wants to collect rabbi. And who gains that with rabbi? But there is a view that the buy for Shrike. And as far as Shrike is concerned, there's not a difference whether a share is a Nakhon or a share is not a Nakhon. Even a share a Nakhon, the meat of the share a Nakhon is as good as the meat of the share is not a Nakhon. So that's why Rav Yehuda says that Kavod Medin advises that even in the case where the rope is the Sayyid and the Meitzi, so Kavod Medin, Hamid Rabbi Olamai. אבל את רבונו כבר אז נסיר לי דור סוף מה שאני מסוים את רבונו גם אם יחשב חבר הוא נמצא נכון ונתנה מפרד השיר אמר שהוא ישו אומר לי דור והוא אומר לי די הישחי now suppose the Mishne discusses the case where let's say Ruben turned over to Shimon to Prores two poles, one with the Rashaya, and one with the Raschires. The one with the Rashaya, so he shares high ones. The one that with the Raschires, he says he has four ones. Then, one bane that was turned over, died bane's. So the question is he hired to pay, or isn't hired to pay? That depends. Which pole died bane's? If the poor, the shulah died, so it's hard to pay. If the schor died, it's more than that. So, hamash in the shulah is, v'alo in the idea is hard. So, the more says, this mission implies that Bo Yishem is boyod. So it's a kasha against Rav Nachman Rav Yechanan, who say Bo Yishem is boyod. He comes more than the view of Rav Nachman Rav Yechanan. U my kushe, who are both of Maskisi Kisukhes, after Rav Yude, the Rabbon of Meide, Rav Yude Dikotek, the Rav Nachman Rav Yechanan, al kochot Rabbonon, who sumchen of Rav Yechanan, chelkin, avon yukhlite, al yukhli Rabbonon, who sumchen of Rav Yechanan, after Bo Yishem, or Bo Shapia, Maskisi Rabbonon Asya, who sumchen of Rav Yechanan, so they just mention the raya from this Gemara, that we cannot say that Rav Yude's memory, Rav Yude and Rav Yude's memory, Bo Yishem of Bo Yodi, is based upon the premise that Aloha is sumchen. But if we say Aloha Kirabonon, so then everybody will agree that Bo Yishem of Abbaradi. So we see from this Gemara that when Rav Hune and Rav Yude say Bo Yishem of Abbaradi, so it seems Alive the Rabbonon of Sumchas, not only because they agree with Sumchas. So anyway, the Kashi is, why? So Rav Yude says that Bo Yishem of Abbaradi, keep Alive the Rabbonon, and then Rav Yude himself says, in Geshesh Nekasapo, after the Nidik in the Bori, you must give a Shemo. So I come to the Chachomim, so he doesn't have to pay, but Bori Shemo, Bori Yom. Then he comes. So Tinsius mentions a very important Yisod. The Yisrema, the Hotsam Bori Gaua, the Shematei. The Hotsam Bori Gaua, the Shematei. The Fisha Mazik Lo Yisham Tei. Lo Yisham, the Fisha Mazik Lo Yisham. Tei is a boy. The Shema the Mazik Tei. The Hanel Leita. Avo Nam Yotcho. Habom Tei. The Hashem of Gaua. The Hanel Leita. Im Chayev. In love. So Tesis mentions a very important disorder that the only case where Rabun and Rabbi Yehuda say Bori Shema is Bori Oni, that's only the case where the Bori is the Bori Tei and the Shema is Shema Goa, Masha'im Kini the Bori is the Bori Goa and the Shema is Shema Tei, then Rabbi Yehuda and Rabun will be made that Bori Shema is love. Now, what does it mean, Bori Tei, and what does it mean, Bori Goa? Bori Tei means... Bori Tei means that the person who is Tei times Bori knows that in case he is lying, then the other Moldova will know, will be Maka Mishika. That's it, Bori Tei. Let's say, what will be your Kumi says, Mishime, you remember 2 months ago, I lent you $100. Now, the average person, the average reasonable person, so remembers whether he borrowed or he didn't borrow. Remembers, I mean, it's unusual for a person to forget. So, anyway, if a woman says to Shimon, 2 months ago, I lent you $100, and so, I mean, and he's, I know, I remember, there is not a shadow of doubt, I remember it. So, that means, so it's a quality, because why should he take a chance in mentioning something if it's not true? So then it is to be assumed that she will know that Reuven is lying. A person doesn't like to say a lie to the other fellow in his face when he knows that the other fellow is Maka Meshikha. If the other fellow is not Maka Meshikha, so it's human nature. He can say a lie. But if he knows that the other fellow is Maka Meshikha, it requires a lot of chutzpah to say such a lie. So the Mele, and still, Reuven says the Brimus, Moni Liotcho. So he knows that he knows if it's a lie, so Shimon will know that Reuven is a liar. And still he says so, so that's a good time. That's a Bori Tei. That's a Bori Tei. And so the Mele, if the Bori is a Bori Tei, so the Mele, the Shemo is the Shemo Goa. Is the Shemo Goa because Shimon says Shemo because he knows, it might be, that he knows that he borrowed, but he doesn't want, you know, to, that Reuven should be convinced that he, Shimon, is a liar, so he says Shemo, any day after. Well, he can't blame him, he doesn't have a good memory, but can't blame him. So he will not call him a liar. So it's a Bori Tei, and Shemo go away. Masha'im came in the case, Nizekim a boy, Umazikim Hashem. Nizekim a boy, Umazikim Hashem. So they are, so why did the Mazik? It's very likely that now the Mazik says Shemo, why? Because the Mazik wasn't there. And the Nizek was there. Nizekim a boy. So it might very well be true that the Nizek was standing there. But the Mazik wasn't there. The Mazik says Shemo, he says, I wasn't standing at the time when Yoshe was in the Giyach Maikal. How did I know? So the Mele, it's very possible that the reason is why the Nizek presents a Tainas Bori, he has the courage to present a Tainas Bori, because he knows that the other fellow will not be Makar Shikha, he can say everything in the world. The Mazik wasn't standing there. So the Mele, the reason as to why, it's very likely that the reason is as to why the Nizek says the time is boring because he knows the Mazik wasn't standing there. He knows that the Mazik wasn't standing there. He was standing there. So mainly he can say, I saw that you share, God my father, before my father gave birth to the Baal, even though he knows in his heart it's not so. That the Mazik Sheya, God, his power, after his power, gave birth it gave birth to the vow. To the vow. So in other words, so the death of the vow had nothing to do with the God. But he's telling us same lines. He knows that the magic cannot come to Israel. That the magic will not be Makar Shikhel. So it's a big boy go up. It's a boy go up. And the Shemo, on the contrary, there is no, the reason as to why the magic says Shemo, because it's a very sincere Shemo. It's not grounded in any flaw. So over there, the music is boring the Gorua. You know, it might very well be grounded in a fraudulent motive. He's saying boring, even though it's a lie, because he knows that the other fellow will not be back in the secret, so he can tell him everything in the world. So it's a boring Gorua. And the Shemo in the Shemo thing, the Shemo, in all probability, is grounded in all sincerity. Because how should he know he wasn't standing there? So he says Shemo. So in the case of Bori Gowa and Shemo Tei, so then even Rabude and Rabude will agree the Klav Bori. It's a very important reason. But usually not also Bori Gowa and Shemo Tei, which are magic ways. Where you show me the Bori Shem and Magic Tei, Rav Romeya, but when you have Klav Bori Tei, Shemo Gowa, you have a Leila and Halila, and a Koshe, because it's unreal. So the question is, how does the Makshim in the Havan assume that Rav Yudah is in, that Rav Gamliel is in, that the Isha is a menace, and she's a type of collector of the Ksu. So is based upon the Din of Rav Yudah and Rav Yudah. The Bori Shem and Bori Odi. So then the Gemara is to tell it. Here, no. Bori Shem generally, Bori Shem Abor. But here, the Hazoke is Nisayeya. Is Nisayeya, the time is Bori. But apart from that, even Rav Yudah, even Rav Yudah, who says Bori Shem is Bori Odi, so according to these aesthetics, he wouldn't apply it here. Because here, the Bori is a Bori Gaua. Because the Isha can tell the husband everything. How does the husband know whether she was Nizamir before the Eres or after the Eres? So it's possible that she knows in her heart that she is lying, that she was Nizamir before the Eres, but she says to the husband, Mishel Estanin and Nasti, Mishtach Masadeo, because the husband cannot be Makar B'Shikcho. How can the husband know whether she's telling the truth or not? So the Bori by the Isha is a Bori Gahua, is not necessarily Bori Gahua. It might be that she is saying Bori because there is no one to contradict her. So Mele, how could the Gemara say that Rav Gamliel's din is in accordance with Rav Yudah and Rav Huneh's? According to what Teisha said, so even Rav Yudah and Rav Huneh, they only apply the principle of Bori Shem Bori when the Bori is a Bori Tei. But here, it's a Bori Gahua, the Bori of the Isha. Oh, let's say this guy. Our question. The Bori of the Nohoche, what the Rav Yudah and Shmuel, because it's not real, the awesome Bori Gahua, the Shem Tei. שבאו נביא מסמינו לו, וילכתי של ישמואל על ישמואל בפרק הפור, וישמואל מה אדם, ומוצא למי מה, הוא תמך. אין לך נעד. ואולי, וישמואל מה, ויסוד את הורכה סברה, ויזה כל גודל מדיר, ולא נמצא כמבור עם אדם עם השמו, אלא כתקום ההוסום, אין אמה לחיו, לנועץ, להוד יום השמואל, המלך השם חבר, אם זה נכון. So we don't go בסרות, we know that we made him up. Because of that, that here if you not the horse of the Zafi of the Sifra Mania, he's the Rabbon of the Hebe, that you need him a boy, you should say the Rabbon of the Yibuch HaLamich HaShel Habib. Anyway, so this is Shita Yitz, and that's probably the Shita of Moshe Hashem. However, there are two Rishem, but I know, Achir and Tinsis, and Tinsis Shita. Tinsis says, the thing in the Mandoma who says, Bori, Shem, Bori, so it's only if it's a Bori, Kei, the Shem, Bori. But if it's a Bori Gahua, and Shemotei then Ravide and Rabune will be made the club brother. The Ramban Israel and the Ramban holds that even in the cases of Ivori Goa, the Shemotei, Ravide and Rabune would still apply the principle of Bori Shemotei, and it seems from this case three that he is also held under this. Anyway, but he says, and most of the Shem agree with this principle, which is a very basic principle, that in the case of Bori Goa and Shemotei, so if Rav Yude and Rav Yude will be made the traveler, Rav Yude and Rav Yude only apply the principle of Bori Shemotei to the case of Bori Tei Shemotei, not to the case of Bori Goa. Vishemotei. Now, then something else follows from this thesis. In other words, thesis says the kasha. If so, the Chavyude only applies the principle of Borod to a case of Riboritei, if not to the case of Riboritei, so how did the Makshin for men think that the Chavyamil's deen is in accordance with Chavyude's deen? But in the court of Yude, we shouldn't apply Bori Shemotei, because here the Bori is the Bori Goa, because we should know that the Baal will not be much of a Shikho. So they can say, Yochanan, Tadah. But then the more you get carrots, that the Dino from Gamliel can accord with everybody. Not only with Rav Yude, he can accord with Rav Nachman, Rav Yechon too. Why? Because here, the Chazak collaborates the Bori. So that means that in the case where the Chazoke collaborates the Bori, so even if the Bori is a Bori Goa, we still say Bori. In the case where the Chazoke doesn't collaborate the Bori, so even according to Rav Yude and Rav Hune, it's Rav Goriodi if the Bori is a Bori Goa. But if there is a Chazoke in Kanjon, couple with the Bori, so there even Rav Nachman, Rav Yechon, and Ameide, that is Bori Odi, and even if the Bori is a Bori Goa. So in other words, the combination of Chazoke and Bori is so strong that according to everybody, even according to Rav Yechon and Rav Nachman, we say Bori Odi, even if the Bori is a Bori Goa. Alright. Now, let's see. Let's see what the thesis is. So he never should have started in Asim, his Tachusot. Who are you going to kill actually in Asim when you come to Tachdoes? I'm not going to be able to say, I'm going to be Yeshua, I'm going to be on the Chayim. I'm going to be the Cheskaz Bolo. Actually, in Sarim, in Tosi, I'm going to be able to do it. He never should have come to Chashim, he's still a Abus. And he should be a Shem Yosson, he's Chayim, he's not going to be a Bez. And he should have come to the Yoch. And he came to the Abus, he should have been. He should have the other thing is to the Ravusi, actually, the Kinsom. This is for me, Valo Kidna Misuni. And the Rabbi, the Rabba, the Misho, the staff of Sodecho, she's Sadik of Sulech, Sulai. She's Sad Sulai, who may some swing, boys. But I tell you, we should be to the Ravusi, and we should make us in Israel. I mean, I don't think anybody would have it on this part of the business. So he says, from this Misho, we see that even a nose is higher, exuded to the Ravusi. We cannot assume that a husband becomes mishubet to the wife for the death of the ksuvah only after the nisuin. Because if assuming that the chiyuv accrues only at the nisuin and before the nisuin there is no obligation, so how can he say to her, how can she say to him, nistav chosadeyo? Why nistav chosadeyo? It's your bad law. It's not his bad law. It's her bad law. Because at the time of Nisuin, she was already a bull. So anyway, she was not entitled to that. So we see that he becomes obligated for the death of the Ksuvo at the time of the Dushin. So anything that takes place after the Dushin is just his bad luck. Because the Kaddish Torah says, "Bula Yakov." Kamdamir Rebezer in Yemenes, Kirzakir Ribailo, Muteres, Imo Yisroel. Afir in Kibu, Gondushi Pores Dimushoni, the Maida Moral Yoshabal Memories, all of that, the Bori Bori, the way in the Pesach Shlachmuchas. He never will kill a Pesach Sosomon, who matches way, Hosom Bal Memories, from his Adamshot Kanishore, Avoha Dimiton is Bori, who Baal Shem on the Terrace way, Shinemenes, Behold, Henry Kuksubos, Henry is Terrace way. At that point, we mentioned there's a Machin of Shem. There are some Shem who say that in so far as the Rebbeinu is concerned, so in Yishiskeyen will be a survival even if she will be will admit and say true Pesach Peshvach Matzoson, but I was Nenas before the Dush, so she will still be Mutaras. There are some Rishonim who say that the Baish is getting. So if he says Pesach Peshvach Matzoson, so then she'll be Asura to him, even if she will not contradict him. But she will say true Pesach Peshvach Matzoson. And but Zonisi came not with him. So even in such a case, she'll be Asura to Baish is getting. But most Rishonim in Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch is that when we say Baish is getting, so that she is Asura only if she is Machreshes. He says Pesach Peshvach Matzoson, and she contradicts him and says Loi Ki Pesach Sosu Matzoson. So then Baish is getting, it's one sort of she's Asura. But if she doesn't contradict him, she says true Pesach Peshvach Matzoson. You know why? Because Zomisi came at Bush. So then she's an enemy. That's how we say Wahir. So with Luke, so we discussed it. With Luke, so the Machlokes is, and the question that between the Ramban and the Ram, as to whether Dorash Be'elbo, if it's not his Cheskes Yishish, whether it still requires to a Yim or not. So, but then I mentioned what the Sheikh Shmaitze says. The Sheikh Shmaitze says that when is there a Machlokes, when it's definitely the subject matter of Dorash Be'elbo, but it's not his Cheskes Yishish. So then there is a Ram says that it still requires slavery, and in Dechot it's not done. The Ramban says, no, in such a case, it doesn't require training, and in Dechot is Nemon, anyone is Nemon, and the Ram says, no, even if it's not, even if there is no Cheskes Yishish, if it's not this Chazit Cheskes Yishish, so in any Domesh Be'alba, so, and in Dechot there's no Nemon. But suppose, according to the testimony of the Dechot, there is no such subject matter as Domesh Be'alba. There is no, so in the case, the machleke between the Ram and the Ramban is without the case where she was miskacho. And we don't know to whom, but we know that she was miskacho. That there is a lady X who is an ishishish. The question is, and Dechot will try to verify who lady X is. So then there is a machleke. But suppose the Dechot, testifies there is no Lady X, there is no such thing as an Ishishish, so then everybody will agree that it doesn't require training. It doesn't come within the law of the Dom Shabbat Vashnaim. So the Melech should follow that according to all Mishay, even according to the Ram, who says that without Cheskas Ishishish, so there is still a law of the Dom Shabbat Vashnaim, so he should not, so an Idechot should not be. So and Dechot should be Nemot, because here if she says Pesach Peshvach Matzoson, but Menaski Zonisi Kedem Abdushim, so that means there is no Elva. Elva is a woman who has Nizam Tachas Bayer. So then she's an Elva, but she says there was no such thing. She was never Nizam Tachas Bayer. So even according to the Ram, so she should have Nemanes. How is it that Rishonim is saying that she's not Nemanes? So he explained that here, because there is a big Rishonim, there is a Raglaim with her. She says, Pesach Peshvach Matzoson, but Zonisi came to Magdush. How is it that she didn't tell it to him until he discovered it? So that is a Raglaim with her, that she's not telling the truth. That's why she's not your mother. But not because of the aloche of indulging the Rabbanan. Anyway, that is a sweet shita, it's like the shita of Moses Hashemi, that even in this case, when there is that, the fact that she hid it from him all the time, and she only told it to him, that the Nisi came out Bushi after he discovered the Pesach Pesuach Matzasi, so even in such a case, she's the man. Alright, that's what he said. Rabbi Shimon, Pirish Bokhu, Rabbi Shimon, Sobarei Kitsa, Chaskos, Ube Chaskas Tzul Aves Kaim, Ube Sveikol Mavkin Ome Chaskos, Rabbi Yeshua Soba, Eto Romein Chaskas Mori, Ube Sveikol Mavkin Romein, Ashi Tobe Gai Ome Reo, Mare Zubo Chazok Eri Gupe, Umare Zubo Chazok Eri Meme, Rabbi Shimon, Kami Bei Chedol, Zog Abba Rabbi Shimon, Ube Chazok Eri Gupe, Dati Bore Yishena, Diyu Tai Bore, Vabao Shema, Hoso Bore Rabbi Shimon, Ube Chazok Eri Gupe, Mavkin Romein Ome Chaskas Mori, Abba Yishamo Yishemo, Rabbi Shimon, Ube Chazok Eri Gupe, Ube Chazok Eri Meme, I mean, that's it of a portion. Even on the basis of what we cannot be made to, we cannot be made to get. So, on the basis of Cheskes Aguf, which is not as strong as all, we'll be able to be made to, of course. Omar Reb Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Aloch, Ekrem Rabbi. Vi Kashi, the same Kashi the case says. So it is three days. They know a better sense of the Shasmidir, who Mahmas and Gihas Asher and Piro, the Hayo Hotzeneve, who magic is a Hadok in the main, the Hindu Muslim music Hadok in the Gupe, point from Namino, those who was Hadok in the Gupe, who not from the main, has more, who be Shwein Amas Nisli, point from the Irish Dabi Shem and Shem, the Hadron Kapish and Shem was Ramulus Hadok in the Gupe, and was Savabi's Hadir, and was my Dabi in Latin music in the Boy, who magic in the Shemo, after the Namu Hadoraye, who Bob Hom the point from Namino, they had the day in the Boy, the Nitri. Hashemo, as we must have talked in the group, and Martin remained in the Hesse Smore, they home are a good and Michel Schmuel, Hakon Pita or Suches, Dama Mitz of Haber, or I will name the Allah Kahon in the Kahon in Yitzi, the Yukhase, the Yuki Kosh in Schmuel and Schmuel. The Yen Schlema are the way Kosh. They also Rab Gabriel was Hazok in the group, and Babu from the Hesse Smore, Han Yuri Gabriel Show Bar, Shekwara Bar Mihuye, the Yen Mixuma Say Show, Ustar Sumo. Wo bin ich auf die Klifte? Es hat sie immer schon gehört. Wenn ich nicht. Hoss und Badi und Mann am Mieli, die ich sage, es kosse ich, wer hat mich von mir in die Bar? Kein ich in der Hand und mich in die Kohle. Wer hat Jeschua für Hoche von mir kommen? Du will mich nicht von mir in die Kohle. Aber Hoche, ich habe also in Israel, wo du in die Sehne, die Kette machen. War viel Ruh. Wir wollen nicht verraten, ich habe nicht mehr schnell mit einem Besuch gesagt, du, wie nennt sie Moment Menno, aber da ich mir mach schon, ja, wir haben die Sophie, ich bin nicht mehr schnell, ich habe nicht so noch immer noch, und ich habe dann wieder, in die Zweite und die Kaline, da war gar viel, ich habe mir ja, ich habe so keine Gruppe, aber am Binnen haben wir nicht mehr in der Reihe, und ich koste mich mehr, ich muss mehr, so ich sehe, es sind keine Kasse, wie sie sind. So he gives a different text. He says, where do we say Bor? Does Rav Gamliel say Bor Nishem Borodi? Bor Nishem Borodi, where a chiyu has been established, but the woman a chiyu has been established, but the man wants to relieve himself of that chiyu, to relieve himself of that chiyu, to relieve of that himself of that chiyu. Why? Because so then we say Bor Nishem Borodi. Hashem came in the case of Yizikim a boy, Umazikim Hashem, so then a few peasants didn't been established. So it looks as if the case is really saying that in the case of he marries Misharastani and Rasti, and the woman of Israel actually Rastir, so it's like in Yidea in Praticho. And Yidea in Praticho, so then we say Borin Hashem or Borin. We pass the Borin Hashem. Like this we pass through like Rav Nachman, Rav Yechon, and Borei Shem Olad Borei. But in the case of the Yidei in Praticho, so we say, Borei Shem Olad in Yidei in Praticho. So the question is, how is this, How is the case of Ksuve analogous to Nivele Praticho? After all, the case of Ksuve is analogous to an idea in Sayafti, because true that he became the Baal becomes Mechuyev Iksuvo. He becomes Mechuyev Iksuvo if the Isha is Iksuvo. But if the Isha is Iksuvo at the time of the Dushi, then he doesn't become Mechuyev. So it's a case of Idei Sayafti, not of Idei Pratichov. But he says, the Hosom Badai, he says, Abhoche, Shamaziku Nisraifon. So he says like this. So he says, Hanemule Gabi Isho Bar, Shekvor Abao Mechuye, Veini Yuxubes Isho, Ushtak Subolo, Vu Pomi Sofi Kriftere Satsa. Why? And the Idei Pratichov. It's not the case of the Idei Pratichov. Because if Lapishvai is Gaia, that she was Mizami, even if she was Nenso, Kede, Kede Magdushi, so then he never became a Chuyev. He never became a Chuyev. He thought he became a Chuyev, but he never became a Chuyev, just because he thought that he became a Chuyev. So that's why it has a being of an idea in Pratichov. So how can the case be explained? But it seems to me that is told in the Machlokes between the Taz and the Shach. Why I mentioned in the beginning of the Shia that there is a Machlokes between the Taz and the Shach. Why is the idea in Pratichov distinguishable from the idea in Ischayat? So the Taz says, because in the idea in Ischayat there is no Chesas Chiyot. In the idea in Pratichov there is a Chesas Chiyot. The Shach says something else, and the washing of the Rebbe is like the Shach. In Volokame is like the Shach. That's not because in the idea in Pratichov there is a Chesas Chiyot, but because in Sophic Nates in Divan. And that's the motion of the Rifu Bolokamida of Hinches. Now, if we say like the Taz, that it's based upon the principle of Preskas Chiyu, so naturally, so there, by Ksuve, there is no Preskas Chiyu, because the Shayim is washing his army before the Hishi, so maybe the husband never became indebted to the wife, to the woman, the debt of Ksuve, or she became, she was meant so. After the Gushi, so it became that. But it's not that Mechuyev is, and Mechuyev is, but the Baal wants to pattern himself. No, he doesn't want to pattern himself. He never became Mechuyev. If objectively it is true that she was Nemes before the Gushi, he never became Mechuyev. So it's a Shaila of the Idea in Ischayav. But if we say like the Shah, that it's not the reason is why a idea in Pratichov is distinguished from idea in Ischayavti is not because an idea in Pratichov involves the element of Cheskas Chiyuv because of the insophic mitzvah in Vadai. So in other words, a chiyuv of alvoye has an extent. The question is, that chiyuv of the alvoye came to an end. Through a Pirvoye, no, it did not come to an end. So the Vadai that there is Alvoye, that has been established. Whether that Alvoye has come to an end as a result of the payment, that's Isokit. So we say Isokit Meitzi in the Vadai. Some in Mele, that's why we deal with Pratichov, because the Alvoye itself is a Vadai. Whether that Alvoye came to an end as a result of payment or not, is Isofik. So maybe we say Isofik makes it Nirvana. So the same thing is true here, by Ksuv. Because true, it's true indeed, that if the woman was Nizana before the Gushi, so then it will be determined retroactively that he never became Chuyev. But the Ischayus is there. The Ischayus of the Ksuv has been established. He wrote the Ksuve, he was the Schayim himself, the Ksuve of the Sahib. So that fact has been established. The question is whether as a result of something else that happened, so this established fact cannot take effect. So maybe we can still apply the aloha of insophic reason in Rabbah. That's why the Pesachim says, Kanu mir gabi yishu ba, shekvar abal mechuyye vayim yisula se yishu, ushtab suvo, vu bo misofi, kuitera satsme, mashe mechuyye vayim vayim. Hosom badi omanam namriyeli, kizas chaskose, vahit momeine mei ba, keichadavu yishu bedun minkor, שואת לו, נפול את הלב, הוא מוביל מומן וחס לסמוכן, אבל הוא חש המזיק ומסחי את מונו ומזל, מכירים לכם, והכילוי בו נפטר עצמי, שנים והשנה מדנית, אני זה חס כבוד מעצמון ולמנו, אבל זה החיוב אך של יום ויום, בסופי, וכאילו שאך שוב וצלוק לו, מידר נבריאו ומסוויתו ונחדינו לי, ואחר כך שיש לו בני חצות ומפופה, אבל אמין המצמון חדו. Of course it's debatable. I mean, but we can't explain it. We don't have to say it that way, but we can say it.
Move the other one, that's the chat, all the time.